everyone, my name is Melanie, welcome to my podcast. Today we're talking about healthy finance. You might think, what is that? Well, having a healthy finance is eating healthy, taking into account how much money is spent. So, I am going to give you some tips to eat healthy, not spending too much money. Number one, plan your meals. When it comes to saving money at the grocery store, planning is essential. Make a list and make sure you scan your fridge and cabinets to see what you already have. Plan to purchase what you know you're going to use so that you don't end throwing away a lot of what you buy. Number 2. Stick to your grocery list. Try to shop the perimeter of the store first. This will make you more likely to fill your cart with whole foods, taking into account that the most expensive items are usually placed at the eye level. Yes, that's a trick. Number 3. Don't shop when you are hungry. Yes, that's an interesting fact. Is that when you are hungry, you often cart foods that aren't good for you or your budget. Instead of choosing junk snacks and in any way expensive, pick up a piece of fruit, yogurt, or other healthy snack before you go to the store. Number 4. Buy whole foods. Some foods are way cheaper in less processed form. For example, a block of cheese is cheaper than shredded cheese, and canned beans are cheaper than refried ones. Number 5. This is commonly said, but stop buying junk food. You will be surprised to see how much you may be paying for soda, crackers, biscuits, prepackaged meals, and processed foods. Despite that, the fact that they offer very little nutrition and are packaged with unhealthy ingredients, they are also pretty expensive. Number 6. Buy cheaper cuts of meat. Fresh meat and fish can be quite expensive, but you can get many cuts of meat that cost way less. These are great to use in burritos, casserole, soups, stews, and stir fries. It may also be helpful to buy a large and inexpensive cut of meat to use in several different meals during the week. Number 7. Shop for produce that is in season. Local produce that is in season is generally cheaper. It is also usually at its peak in both nutrition and flavor. Also, buy produce by the bag if you can. That is usually a lot cheaper than buying by the piece. If you buy more than you need, you can freeze the rest or incorporate it into next week's meal plans. Number 8. And this may sound a little complicated, but you will see it's not. Grow your own produce. Seeds are very cheap to buy. With some time and effort, you may be able to grow your own herbs, sprout, tomato, onion, and other more delicious crops. Having a continuous supply at home saves you money at the store. Number 9. Pack your lunch. Packing your lunch, snacks, drinks, and other meals is less expensive and way healthier than eating out. If you have adapted to cooking large meals at home, you will always have a steady lunch to bring with you without any additional effort or cost. Finally, the number 10. Appreciate less expensive foods. Yes, by making some adjustments and using ingredients that you may not be used to, you can prepare many delicious and inexpensive meals. Well, I hope this information helped you. Remember, eating healthy every day. Now you know that eating healthy is not expensive. See you!